With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. A measure that would safeguard some 400,000 acres of public lands across Colorado cleared a key U.S. House committee this last week. The Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy, or CORE Act, would protect roughly 200,000 of the Thompson Divide from the impacts of oil and gas and other development. Land that rancher Ty Jacober relies on to raise his hormone and antibiotic-free cattle. He says by preserving landscapes as they exist today, the act should help state farmers and ranchers remain open for business.
The CORE Act is really an important part of running a ranch in Colorado because it provides important grazing land during the summer months that have been relied on for many generations.
Meanwhile, critics worry the measure could add additional red tape for extraction industries, including oil and gas producers. Summit County Commissioner Karen Stahlmeyer says public lands and wilderness areas help define their county and are a significant economic driver.
Colorado has a $62 billion outdoor recreation industry. It is why people are moving to Colorado like crazy. It is what we're all about.
Most of Colorado's congressional delegation does support the bill. The measure, a result of decades of work by such diverse groups as ranchers, small business owners, and water and energy groups. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.